Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. She's the CEO and the president, second generation, Bottom Line Publications. Their Bottom Line Inc. is their company. Bottom Line, their Bottom Line Personal is their twice monthly outstanding print and online edition of just a bunch of little tips and factoids and pretty darn good articles about life and business. And also they've got their yearbooks are awesome. And she's awesome. She's our good friend, Sarah. Welcome back.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Sarah, one of the pieces that I liked in your recent Bottom Line Personal was about time and money traps. I could use some time and money back. Can you help me?
I can help you. Bottom Line can help you about anything. So we'll talk about time and money traps. So this is actually about money and time and happiness. Is really the truth of it.
Yeah.
So Ashley Williams, she's an author of a book called Time Smart. We interviewed her, did a great article about it. And she, you know, people talk about, you know, if more money will give them happiness, right? And the problem is that that's not necessarily true. And if you think about it, anytime you've ever given somebody a raise, they're happy briefly. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of go back to their unhappiness, right? Yeah. So that money is not the answer to happiness.
Money and but stuff. If you can't be happy without money and stuff, you won't be happy with money and stuff.
Yeah, money is not the solution. But you talked about that 80% of Americans say they're time poor, right? And that if you could just bring yourself a little bit more time, you would be so much more happier.
Mm-hmm.
So that was bad English. That was Monday morning English.
No,
anyway,
I like it.
You'd be so much happier. So we talked about different tips and where are people losing their time. Now, obviously, there's the technological time suck, right? So we're all doing
Wait
that.
A minute. Technology's supposed to give you time back. What's wrong? But that was before social media.
That was before we all got text thumb, right, where you're scroll right. thumb, where you just sit there and scroll through all sorts of, you know, it's like watching a car crash on the side of the highway. You can't take your eyes off of it. So she suggests, actually, step number one, is to do a time diary because we don't even realize we lose our time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, look at your Tuesdays because Tuesday is more normal than Mondays. Mondays you're kind of catching up, you're planning for the week, it's not an average day. Mm-hmm. Look at your time on Tuesdays. And then three areas in particular that people get caught besides technology. So did you ever say yes to something and then go, damn,
that's right.
I wish I didn't
why
have
did
to
I do
this.
That?
Right? Yeah, why did I say yes to that? So we all get caught in these wannabe
you gotta
nice
learn
guys.
To say
it
no,
seems
don't
like a
you?
Good idea at the time. Sometimes it's a no. She said, here's a rule of thumb. If I could do it in the next 2 hours, should I really say yes to doing it next week? Because, you know, this week is busy, next week looks fine, until 2 days from now when you book your calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to understand, like, don't get yourself in a position where you're going to go, dang, I wish I hadn't said yes to that.
Right.
One of the biggest things, and this was, I was not a good economics student, but the cost of time value of money, the opportunity of cost. So people get caught in doing things that are merely urgent rather than important. And I'm sure you've talked to people on your show about that. Like things like that. And there's a big difference between most of those merely urgent things that actually vaporize if you don't do it at all. And people don't think about them.
Yep.
And sometimes they'll do urgent things because
some
they feel like
they
vaporize.
Need to be left alone.
Yeah,
there's an old story about
like
a guy. There's an old story about about an Englishman, English colonel, in the Boer Wars or somewhere like that. He would put things that was in his inbox. He would just move them over to the outbox. Wouldn't even touch them. He'd just move them over there. He said sometimes they wouldn't come back. He never should have had them.
Well, and some people spend their time on small things.
Yeah.
Because it gives them it makes they're hiding from.
See,
the
this is the CEO. This is a CEO crisis. CEOs have to fire themselves from jobs that they no longer need to do and promote themselves to jobs no one else can do. That's how you get time back as a CEO. What do you think?
I totally agree. And it's, again, it's very tempting. It's really hard when your measure of success when you're in a junior position is, and here's an old metaphor, moving the papers from the left side of their desk to the right side of their desk. Right? Yep. Just doing those tasks. And suddenly, that's not your measure of success anymore. It's not your measure of success for the company, and it's not your measure of success as an individual. It's really, as you get bigger, it's how do you take the hurdles away from other people? How do you help point your finger? Where do you need to go? Mm-hmm. And we all get caught in those traps of, well, at least I did something today.
Find out, folks. So, check your time. Do an inventory of your time. Categorize what's going on and get some of it back. It also works with your money. Do the same thing with your money. You'll say, whoa, I didn't realize I was spending that much money eating out. Quick break, 22, right back with Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line, Inc. Quick break, see you. Watch for the emotions on
a goddamn thing. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.